No one knows how to help you say, I love you, like Sparrow Florist and Greenhouse. Sparrow's has all the advantages of an attached greenhouse and the largest florist gift showroom in the area. This means gifts galore to say, I love you, just the way you want. Sparrow's will even custom make your love message with hand-painted and country craft items. Remember, Tony says, Sparrow's wants to help you say, I love you, thank you, good luck, congrats, or whatever needs to be said just the right way, with flowers. Call us today for delivery today or stop by Sparrow's Greenhouse and Large Showroom.
Hi, I'm Angie from Kramer Lumber. Thinking of remodeling your kitchen? If so, then Craftmade and Kramer have something important for you to consider. Your kitchen isn't just where you cook, eat, and clean. It's the hub of your home. It's your real living room. We at Kramer Lumber can show you how to use Craftmade cabinetry to remodel your kitchen for just the ways you live. Craftmade Kitchens, for the real living room.
Kramer Lumber, we're the friendly ones. We are Kramer Lumber.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Wednesday morning. Clinton County Daily News. News.com, one of our fine sponsors, along with Simple Time Antiques, Ivy Tech Community College, Hearing Care Professionals, Hardesty Landscaping, Milner Healthcare, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Welty Custom Exteriors, and Kramer Lumber DeWitt Center. Joining me on the telephone right now is Bob Pritchard. Bob is an Olympic analyst for NBC Sports on the Air. He's written many publications, and his sports analysis videos have over 6 million views on YouTube. Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well today. We've got you on the air to talk a little bit about the question, have school backpacks fueled the increase in school shootings? Now, I have to admit, this seemed like a bit of a stretch for me until I was doing a little research on it, and I'm not necessarily convinced all the way, but your thought is that the increasing rise in school shootings has been blamed on a lot of different things, but you believe that the problem is a chronic restriction of oxygen to the brain due to heavy backpacks, is that right?
That's right.
Tell me about how you came to that conclusion.
Well, the whole process really started back in 2000. My Olympic swimmers have won 43 gold medals and set 11 world records, and as a result, the swim camps that I run attract swimmers from all over the United States. So these are young swimmers. They're anywhere from 5 years to about 16 years of age. They exercise a lot and, do a lot of breathing because they're swimming. They have to breathe deeply. But starting in 2000, I noticed that the kids that were coming into our swim camps only had about 1 to 2 inches of chest expansion. Now, normally, in the past, they've had somewhere between 2 and 3 inches of chest expansion. And, of course, chest expansion is really important for a swimmer because if your chest is tight, you're not going to be able to take in as much oxygen or blow out as much CO2. So one of the things that we do when we work with athletes is we release what we call microfibers or mild scar tissue that form in the connective tissue between the muscles and restrict flexibility. So this can be for instance, in their hips or their shoulders, and that's preventing them from having an efficient stroke. But the other area that we always work on is expanding their breathing ranges, the expansion of their stomach, diaphragm, and chest, because this is vital for anybody doing aerobic exercise. So anyway, as we release these microfibers, what these kids recalled was carrying a heavy backpack to school every day. Mm-hmm. And so as we released those microfibers, not only did their performance in swimming improve, but when we followed up 3 to 6 months later, their parents were all telling us, well, their grades have improved at school as well. So then it occurred to us, well, this increase in oxygen that we're getting not only helps the muscles, but apparently it also helps the brain. So that was the first inkling that school backpacks have an effect on the brain. And then I worked with a college athlete who was put on Ritalin when he was young. His performance in school was so bad, and he barely made it into college. He had like a C-plus average in high school. And when I saw him, he was in an entry-level college, I think a local community college, but he really wanted to do well in school, apparently he felt his, you know, he just didn't have what it took to do that. So as I worked with him, we doubled his chest expansion from 2 inches to 4 inches. When he took a deep breath, his chest expanded twice as much. And we also measure the vital capacity, the forced vital capacity, and that increased from about 3.22 liters to 4.3 liters, which was a 33% improvement. So after he completed our 4-week program, he returned to college, and he found that he could get his homework done in about half the time that it took him before. His grades improved. He transferred to a full 4-year university, and 3 years later, he graduated with straight A's in 2 majors and 2 minors.
So that's the way you made the leap from the restricted due to the backpacks. That's how you made conclusion.
That confirmed to us that school backpacks were reducing the amount of oxygen that got to the brain. Okay, so about 4 years ago, I decided to look into this further to see what kind of research has been done. And what I found was that there's been spread out over the last 50 years an enormous amount of research on school backpacks and oxygen. So, for instance, researchers have found that with just 5% of body weight, in other words, if a kid is carrying a backpack that just has 5% of their body weight, there's a measurable reduction in their lung capacity. Now, 5% of body weight for, let's say, a 60-pound school kid is 3 pounds, which is basically one large book or a laptop.
Okay.
So there are no kids who carry just 5% of their body weight. In fact, researchers in Texas, where this latest school shooting was, found that the kids in Texas schools carried anywhere from 8% to 37% of their body weight. And another group of researchers who tested increasing the weight of backpacks, they found there was as much as a 40% reduction in vital capacity as the backpack weight increases. Now, what these researchers don't understand and what school administrators don't understand and what parents and kids don't understand is that reduction in vital capacity can be permanent. It doesn't stop once you take the backpack off. So even at night, when kids are breathing at night, their brain is getting less oxygen, and that's the most important time of the day for the brain to get oxygen because that's when all the learning takes place. That's when long-term memories are made. And this is when people put things together. This is why, you know, when you've got an important decision to make, you always say, well, let me sleep on it.
Right, right.
I think the most disturbing research that I came across was a study that was done on rats, where they took pregnant rats and they put them in an environment that had a low concentration of oxygen. And then what they did is they took a look at the brains of the baby rats after they were born, and what they discovered was that that low oxygen environment during pregnancy actually changed the brains of the babies.
Mm-hmm.
And the and these changes persisted long after they were born. And the change that they found was that there was a reduction in the production of GABA, G-A-B-A, which is one of the neurotransmitters. This is how the brain works, is that you have an electrical signal that goes to a synapse that releases some neurotransmitters that jumps the gap to the next synapse, and then that produces an electrical charge. So your brain is basically kind of an electrochemical system, and that's how it functions. So what does GABA do? GABA is a calming neurotransmitter. It gets the brain to calm down, and it increases self-control, okay? So what do we know about school shooters? That these are guys who don't have any self-control. They get enraged about something, they get upset about something, and they can't control their impulses to lash out at people.
That's what I was looking for, Bob, right there.
That's the connection.
Okay.
So school shooters now, you know, guys who are in, you know, like 15, 16, 17, 18 years of age, the thing that people don't realize is that they were born to mothers who carried these heavy backpacks starting back in the mid-90s. Uh-huh. So what we're looking at, I think, in school shooting is we're looking at a second-generation effect. In other words, these are the children of mothers who carried heavy backpacks and whose breathing ranges were restricted. Now, the other thing that people need to understand is that females are more susceptible to any restriction in chest movement because their lungs tend to be 25% smaller than males.
Mm-hmm.
That means that their brains are already getting less oxygen, and any further restriction is going to increase that risk to the brain.
So everyone's mother carried backpacks. A lot of kids don't shoot up schools, though, you know?
Well, they don't, because the thing is, of course, is their circumstances may be different. There may be other factors. It may be, you know, we haven't done large-scale studies on this just because we're unable to do it, but there may be variations in people's brains that some are more susceptible to the effects of oxygen restriction than others. We don't know, but we do know, for instance, among our swimmers, you know, who, you know, swim 5,000 yards every day and are probably doing more breathing than anybody else, we do know that their grades are lower from carrying school backpacks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't think any of our swimmers turned into school shooters, but you just need to have some other susceptibility or some other factors that are involved. I think one of the factors in the Texas school shooter was that he was kind of fallen in love with this girl at school, and she wasn't interested in him, and then he became enraged, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there was actually two psychologists back in the early 70s who actually did some research on our runners. These two psychologists were a couple, and they both were runners, and they came to see me because they were interested in improving their running performance. And I worked with them, you know, with our normal four-week program, and they were both running a minute per mile faster. But as psychologists, the thing that really struck them is how much better they felt from the work that I did. And, of course, that was from increasing their breathing ranges. So they asked me if any psychologists had ever tested my runners before and afterwards, and I said, no, nobody's done that. And they said, well, we'd like to do it, and we think we have the ideal instrument, which is a test called the adjective checklist. It's a list of several hundred adjectives, And what you do is you just check off those ones that you feel apply to you. And this gives the psychologist an insight into your internal state, you know, how you feel about yourself in relationship to others, and what your level of self-confidence is. And there's even a scale called heterosexuality, how comfortable you feel with the opposite sex. So they said that they wanted to test all of my runners with this test before I worked with them and then afterwards. And I thought about it for a little bit, and I said, well, maybe what we could do is we could give them the test twice. The first time they check off the adjectives that apply to their real self, and then they check off those adjectives that apply to their ideal self, what they'd like to feel like. And they said, oh, that's an interesting idea. We haven't heard about that before, but we'd be happy to do it. So they did, and they worked with a group of 10 runners that I had worked with. And over the course of their 4-week program, the runners in this group nearly all achieved their ideal self in 4 weeks.
Hmm.
And that was from increasing their breathing range. Unless, of course, you think that, you know, running a minute per mile faster will help you achieve your ideal self, which I don't think is very likely.
It was for them, though, right?
No. What enabled them to achieve their ideal self was not the fact that they were running faster, but their chest expansion was doubled. In other words, their brain was getting more oxygen than before.
So you say this is just the tip of the iceberg, the school shootings and stuff. You say that this lack of oxygen can lead to other bad things.
Oh yeah, I mean, the research that I've been coming across is just flabbergasting. For instance, the American College Health Association every year does surveys of college kids to see what their physical and mental health is like. And between 2015 and 2017, they recorded a 175% increase in episodes of depression among college students.
Hmm.
So, again, these are second-generation backpack wearers. Their moms carried heavy backpacks starting in the mid-90s. So they were born in a low-oxygen environment, and now they are saddled with a heavy school backpack, starting when they're 5 years old and starting to go to kindergarten. So they've worn a heavy backpack all of their lives. And then because their brain is not getting enough oxygen, their brain is depressed and cranky. And there have been lots of studies done where they put people in low oxygen environments, and this is what they find, that they do find that they become more depressed and more cranky. I mean, think of it, you know, when you're in a meeting in a stuffy room and stuff, and you start to notice, hey, you know, my energy isn't quite as good as it was before, and you know that if you can get outside and get some fresh air, you'll start to feel better. So that you do that, you go out, get some fresh air, and you come back in, and you're, quote, back to your normal self again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if the stuffy air was inside of you instead of outside of you? For instance, you know, people are concerned that the Earth's atmosphere, the amount of carbon dioxide that's in the Earth's atmosphere is 400 parts per million, but they don't realize that the atmosphere that's inside their lungs, and this is the atmosphere that they live in, has 40,000 parts per million of carbon dioxide.
You know, Bob, one consequence is also back problems with really heavy backpacks. I know my girlfriend's kids, they're 9 and 11, and they're little bitty guys, and they come home with, I mean, these backpacks are just, it almost weighs as much as them. I mean, you were talking about their body weight.
Yeah.
I mean, they are heavy these days. What's the answer? What could we do? Carry them under our arm?
Well, one of the things that we're working on right now is designing school packs that are worn on the hips, because you don't breathe with your hip muscles, and the legs and hips are 3 times stronger than the upper body, so we feel that these hip packs won't interfere with the breathing process, The other possibility is to take a roller, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, a lot of kids don't like to do this because they're, quote, not cool.
Right.
But I frankly think that the long-term performance of their brain is more important, whether something is cool or not. I'll give you another example. For instance, years ago I had a runner who worked in Silicon Valley. He was a senior software engineer. And after I doubled his chest expansion, he received 2 promotions and 3 raises in pay because his productivity went up so much.
Wow. Okay.
So that means that your girlfriend's kids, because they're carrying these heavy backpacks to school, may, for the entire rest of their life, make less money.
All right, yeah. Well, it's not good for them either way, so I don't know. You're scaring me with these backpacks here.
Well.
they already give us a hard enough time, Bob.
Yeah, the thing is that the problem is much worse than people think. You know, there's a lot of warnings about, you know, back pain and things like this, but the problem is actually much more serious. The real problem is the brain pain that comes from wearing these backpacks, and the problem is that restriction in brain oxygen doesn't stop once they take the backpack off and put it away.
Bob, I've got to take a 2.5-minute break here. Can you stay with us?
Sure.
All right, we'll be back with more Party Line next on WILO.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfurt. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pro.
Thank you for making Clinton County Daily News your number one resource for the news you need in Clinton County. Now available is Party Line On Demand. Just click the On Air tab. Also now available is Help Wanted, where you can find a job or, if you're a business, find out how to advertise the jobs you already have available. Also, while you're there, let us know your opinion by answering the poll question of the week. And make sure you check the real-time weather radar. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your local free online newspaper.
At Encompass Credit Union, we provide a list of financial services, from online and mobile banking technology to easy-to-apply online loan applications. We offer credit cards and loans at competitive rates, so stop by or give us a call. We can tell you all about the services we offer. We're an equal housing lender. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Federally insured by NCUA, online at EncompassCU.org.
Community-minded, just like you.
Want to make your yard the wow yard of the neighborhood? Then call Jeff Hardesty and let him create a landscape masterpiece for you. His crews are accredited or certified in the landscaping industry. Not just a bunch of guys with a truck and a shovel. Real landscapers, you know what I mean. For quality installation, innovative experience and design, it's always Hardesty Landscaping. Don't hire another landscaper until you talk to Jeff. Call him at 242-6015. That's 242-6015.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Kramer Lumber Do It Center, one of our fine sponsors, along with Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Bob Pritchard's our guest. We've got 3 minutes left in the program. Bob, what would you like the parents and the listeners to know out of here? What can they, we got school 2 months away from now, what can we do starting the new school year?
Okay, so here's the deal. The most important thing to do is to measure your kids' breathing ranges, and it's not difficult. All you need is a tape measure, a piece of paper and a pen, and what you do is you measure the circumference of their chest at the nipple line, the circumference of their diaphragm, that's the area where the ribs come together in the front, that inverted B, and then the circumference of their stomach. at the belly button. And you do this when they're lying down on their back with their knees up and their feet flat on the bed or the floor or whatever. And then what you do is you have them take a deep breath and make sure they expand in both their stomach and their chest, and you measure how many inches their chest expands, how many inches their diaphragm expands, and how many inches their stomach expands. And then you have to do a little bit of math, but it's not difficult. What you do is you divide the amount of expansion by the circumference, and you get their breathing range. And what it should be is it should be 15%. So, for instance, if your child has a 20-inch chest, their breathing range should be 3 inches. They should have 3 inches of expansion, okay?
All right.
So if they don't have 15% expansion, then what you need to do is you need to get them on a stretching program to help them stretch out their breathing ranges. And if that doesn't work, then the next step is our microfiber reduction program, because it could be by the time you measure them that they've already created some of this mild scar tissue that's restricting their breathing. Now, we're happy to send parents directions for doing this, and also directions for our breathing range stretch. They just need to go to our website, which is somaxsports.com. That's somaxsports.com. And there's a link at the bottom of every page on the website to send us an email. And just say, you know, I want to measure my kids' breathing ranges. Please send me directions. And then we'll also put them on our mailing list for our book that's coming out this fall, which is Are You Robbing Your Brain of Oxygen? And by the way, backpacks are not the only ways that kids lose breathing range. And while the parents are at it, they should also measure their breathing ranges if they ever carried a backpack when they were going to school, because, of course, you don't want to have, you know, kids' brains getting lots of oxygen and the parents not.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great. So that book has not come out yet, but it'll be coming out what this?
It'll be coming out in the fall.
Okay. And we'll be able to find that on Amazon and
absolutely
all the other places.
Right.
Bob, we appreciate your insight today, and thanks for giving us a call.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right, Bob Prichard there, and maybe we'll talk to him down the line. Like I said, when I first started doing a little research for this, I thought this is a bit of a stretch, and I'm still not totally convinced, but I do see where I don't know if there's that correlation to going to school shootings, but I could definitely see because those backpacks are heavy these days. It seems like those books just weigh a ton. And it seems like teachers are assigning more homework these days than I had when I was in elementary school. I know that. So, all right. Well, we appreciate Bob's time and appreciate Ken Hartman setting that up for me. And we appreciate you listening to us today on Party Line. And thanks to our sponsors, too. They are Kramer Lumber Dewitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Encompass Credit Union, Community Minded Just Like You, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Like a Good Neighbor, Susan is there, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back Into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. We'll be back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.
Crazy memories of my yesterday, those high school loves.